Thank you. Now you can be seated. Lieutenant Governor Boucher, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the ROTC Cadet Corps, University of Alaska, I welcome you to the 12th Annual Governor's Day ROTC Awards Ceremony. The presentation of the individual ROTC Achievements Awards have been traditionally conducted on Governor's Day to recognize those cadets whose academic standing and leadership development over the past school year merits special distinction. The first individual award listed in our program is the Keim Trophy. However, we will begin with a special award. This past Wednesday, at their annual awards luncheon, the American chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolutions honored Cadet Jim Christensen with their ROTC Achievement Award, but withheld presentation of the award until this morning. Here to present the award on behalf of the Daughters of the American Revolution is Mrs. C.D. Collins. This award consists of a gold medal pennant, a ribbon bar, and is presented to that member of the senior class who is deemed to possess the most outstanding qualities of leadership, ability, patriotism, dependability, and good character. Now, returning to your program, our next award is the Keim Trophy. Receiving this award is Cadet Frank C. Butler. Presenting the award is the donor, Professor Charles J. Keim, College of Arts and Letters. The Keim Trophy consists of a percussion cap target rifle with original accessories, which is an on-presented display at the Paddy Range. A small trophy symbolic of the original trophy is presented to the high-scoring ROTC freshman marksman determined during the annual qualification firing. In memory of a former truly remarkable cadet who died in a civilian helicopter accident in the Wrangell Mountains 2 years ago, the Ralph P. Cernak Award was originated last year to recognize the outstanding freshman ranger who qualifies the highest during the annual competitive written and performance evaluations. Receiving this award is Cadet Bradley D. Lewis. Brigadier General C. M. Hall, Deputy Commanding General of the U.S. Army Alaska, and Commanding General of Fort Wainwright will present this award. The Reserve Officers Association provides four awards, one for a designated cadet within each year group. To receive the award, a cadet must possess high qualities of leadership, moral character, and a high aptitude for military service. Presenting this award is Mr. Eldon A. Toll, representing the Reserve Officers Association, Department of Army, Alaska. Receiving the Freshman Award is Cadet Thomas A. McCann. Receiving the Sophomore Award is Cadet Russell P. Syrian. Receiving the Junior Award is Cadet Timothy D. Dooley. Receiving the Senior Award is Cadet Gayo Dunham. The Veterans of Foreign Wars Medal, presented by the Golden Hearts Post number 3629 Fairbanks, is our next award. Receiving the award is Cadet Donald F. Rabb, Jr. Mr. Gray Tilley, representing VFW, will present the award. The Veterans of Foreign War Medal is presented to the outstanding ROTC cadet in the freshman class for leadership, overall scholarship, military aptitude, and merit. The Association of the United States Army Medal is presented to Cadet Richard W. Kurosik. Presenting the award is Mr. Donald R. Bruce, president of the local AUSA chapter. This award is given to the junior ROTC cadet. To qualify for this award, a cadet must be in the upper top 10% of his ROTC class, the top 25% of his academic class, and make an outstanding contribution through leadership and military aptitude at the university. The American Legion offers two separate awards. The General Military Excellence Awards are sponsored by the Dorman H. Baker Post, Fairbanks, past National Vice Commander C. Russell Huber will present the award. The winner of the Junior Award is Cadet Russell R. Cunningham, Jr. Winner of the Senior Award is Cadet Thomas A. Baer. Winner of the American Legion National Vice Commander ROTC Scholarship Award is Cadet Philip E. Jacobson. Mr. Huber will also present this award. The recipient of this award must be in the upper 10% of his academic class, in the upper 25% of his ROTC class, and have demonstrated leadership and student activity participation. The next award is an Army Dress Blue Uniform, sponsored by the Fort Wainwright Officers' Wives Club. Receiving the award is Cadet G. Taylor Jones. Presenting the award is Mrs. Mildred Garcia, president of the Officers' Wives Club. This tangible gift is presented annually to the senior cadet who has distinguished himself during the summer field training conducted between his junior and senior year. Additionally, he must be in the upper half of his senior class. The Superior Cadet Medal are sponsored by the United States Army. To compete for these awards, the cadet must be in the upper 25% of both his academic and ROTC classes, have demonstrated outstanding military leadership, and have developed noteworthy qualities of discipline, courtesy, and character. The Deputy Commander General of the United States Army, Alaska, Brigadier General Charles M. Hall, will present the award. The Junior Award winner is Cadet John C. Deal. James E. Christensen is the Senior Award winner. Our next award is the University of Alaska President's Medal. This year's winner of the award is Cadet James E. Vick. Dr. Wood, President of the University, will make the presentation. This medal is given to the outstanding sophomore cadet who has distinguished himself through his scholarship, military aptitude, and significant leadership contributions to the ROTC and the University. Traditionally, viewed as our highest award for the senior class, is the final award today, the Governor's Medal. Cadet James E. Christensen is the recipient. H.A. Red Boucher, Lieutenant Governor of Alaska, will present the medal. This award goes to the senior ROTC cadet who is in the upper 10% of his ROTC class, and who has demonstrated high qualities of leadership, discipline, courtesy, and character. This time, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you the head of the ROTC program, Lieutenant Colonel Prokokowicz.
Lieutenant Governor Boucher, distinguished guests. Having been with this program at the university for the past 3 years, I believed it to be appropriate to publicly recognize the remarkable achievements of the entire Cadet Corps. This past school year, we have experienced a mixed bag of ironies. We spent much more effort on recruiting than ever before, yet have our smallest Cadet Corps. With the smaller Cadet Corps, some activities dwindled, yet others flourished. Through it all, there existed a spirit of teamwork, determination, and harmony, the likes of which we have not witnessed in these past 3 years. Though small, it has been a strong, creditable group of young men. I have thoroughly enjoyed working with them and hope that my staff and I have added a favorable dimension of experience to their college education. This morning, we have recognized the cadets for their achievements within our ROTC program. But we all know these fine young men received their start in the home and from others. I would now like to recognize the parents, relatives, and wives of our cadets for their outstanding contributions. Will the parents and relatives please stand? Thank you all very much for being with us this morning.
Our program will conclude with the retiring of the colors, but first, I have one special announcement. There is a student art exhibit in the Student Art Lounge, which is located in the adjoining building. Those of you attending the Student Awards Luncheon in the Wood Center at noon may wish to peruse through the exhibit. The silversmith, printmaking, and the sculpturing shop will be open. Now, the retiring of the colors. Thank you very much for your attendance, and have a good day.
Don't I?